the Manager Mojo podcast. I'm Steve Caldwell, author of Manager Mojo, Be the Leader Others Want to Follow. We're here to offer common sense solutions and training for management and leadership issues. We believe that leaders are made, not born. Now, I would love for you to have a free copy of my book. You can pick up your copy by going to ManagerMojo.com. Look for the gold box encouraging you to join the Mojo movement and sign up. There are other free gifts just waiting for you. That's ManagerMojo.com. Now, let's get started with today's topic.
Our topic today is this. How safe is your management career if people don't like you? Now, isn't that an interesting topic? How safe is your management career if people don't like you? You know, we live in a world today where we want everybody to like us. As a matter of fact, I just simply asked you to go to our Facebook page and like me. So I'm talking about it in relation to our career because it is important for people to like us. But how important is it? It's not just Facebook that we deal with today. We also have Twitter and we have LinkedIn. And most of us in management today understand the value of those different social media platforms because it allows us to connect with our friends and our customers and our future customers, meaning our prospects, on these different mediums. And so we're always trying to get people to like us. And sometimes, though, that can simply get in the way. Because when you go to these things, yes, it's drawing people that like you. But when you're a manager, you inherit people that really had no choice to get you. You're their manager, whether or not they wanted you to be their manager or not. And that can cause some real difficulty for us as a manager. So let me just share a little personal story here. When I first started out in management, I simply thought that everyone would like me. I mean, I thought they could see I was smart, caring, motivated, decisive, you know, all the things that got me promoted in the first place. But here's the problem. I was looking through my own eyes, my own filter, and didn't really understand what was going on. You know, and frankly, it sounds a little arrogant for me to even say that I thought that they would find that I was smart, caring, motivated, decisive. But you see, what I really missed was that it wasn't their job to like me. They thought that their job was to avoid me. I mean, think about you and your own boss. Don't you see this all the time? People will try to avoid their boss at all costs. I mean, it's like they'll find a way to go to the bathroom. They'll find a way to go to a quick meeting. Anything to keep from having that interaction with their boss. You know, so the fact was, when I got mine, it wasn't their job to like me. And I don't blame them. I mean, the fact was, I think I was at that time way too pushy, obviously too self-centered, and too obsessive. I just didn't get it. I didn't understand this relationship between managers and employees. So the fact was, I had to learn, and I learned the hard way. And I learned a lot of various principles that I hope to share with you today so that you don't have to experience some of the things that I experienced in management. So what are some of those principles that you can learn and implement beginning right away or at least this coming Monday morning? Well, let's start with the first one. The first one is this simple principle. And I want you to write this down if you haven't. You are never going to have everyone like you. You're never going to have everybody like you. It's just not going to happen. I want you to give up the thought. Just let go of it. Instead, what I want you to replace it with is the idea that it's far more important for them to respect you. It's much, much more important that your employees, your direct reports, respect you than to like you. Respect is a far deeper emotion, and it's one that gets things done. Whereas like sometimes will just, yeah, I like them, but I'm not going to do anything for them. Instead, you want to get their respect. So how do you get their respect? Well, the first simple principle is that you've got to earn it. Respect is not something that's given away. You have to earn that respect from your employees, from your direct reports. And that takes time, and it takes energy, and it takes effort. But it starts with understanding the concept of valuing others. Valuing others. Now, what this means is that to value them and their results as much as you value your own. Now, I have to admit, this was a huge shift for me back years ago. I really didn't understand that. I thought they had to value me because I was their boss. And I've got a feeling that it's a big shift for most of you today. You see, what really had happened to all of us that began in our management career is that we all start out the same way. We're great individual contributors. In other words, we are great at doing stuff. We meet our objectives. We show up on time. We get things done, and people begin to notice it. They begin to call us, hey, you're one of our top performers. And now, you know, what happens whenever you get noticed like that? At some point, somebody's going to look at you and say, hey, it's time for you to manage other people. But, you know, the fact is, you went from employee to manager, and now you've got people working for you. So what about those employees? You know, can we even handle that? Well, can we handle making them look good? So many managers struggle, and I think I struggled with this too. We're just a little insecure in our own accomplishments, and we're trying too hard, and sometimes we just mess up. And so we don't think that if we value other people as much as ourselves, that we're going to get it in return. And I'd like for you to give up that thought. What you've got to do is you need to start asking yourself some simple questions. Number one, as a manager, what can you do to make your employees look good? And I'm not talking about as a group, I'm talking about individually. How can you make every single person that works for you look good? You need to think, how can I help them improve their career or their life? Yeah, you heard me correct. You should be grooming people that they are just as capable as you are, and you should be teaching them, grooming them, so at some point they are well qualified to take your job and therefore open up an opportunity for you to move up to another level. So many managers don't understand the value of this. They don't value people the way they should, and therefore they never groom anybody to make their career look good. They don't groom them to try to make sure that they meet their life objectives. And they're missing out on a great opportunity to make a connection. And besides the fact that they're overlooking critical data points. And that's this. What happens to the employee productivity when you have to run off to a meeting? Managers are constantly in meetings these days. Well, when they're in a meeting, what's going to be going on? Are you going to have leaders on your team that are going to help keep the team productive? Or is everybody going to say, hey, he's off in a meeting now for the next hour. We can kick back and chill. We won't have to deal with him for another hour. You know, that's what's going on. And for goodness sakes, don't you want to take a vacation once or twice a year? Today I found that more and more managers are skipping their vacation time because they simply don't feel comfortable leaving their job for a week or 2 weeks at a time because they don't believe that their employees are going to be productive. And I've got to share with you, if you're having those thoughts today, you are in trouble. You are already at a point where your mind is telling you that, hey, something's missing. Something critical to my team is missing. Well, let me tell you what's missing. It's missing that confidence that if you walk out and you happen to be gone for an hour or a day or a week or 2 weeks or even a month, that they're going to keep rocking on toward your objectives. A great manager understands that, and that they have been building every person so that they could improve their career, their life, so that those leaders will step up and help out whenever you happen to be out. Now, wouldn't that be a much better situation? Then you could go on your little vacations, or you could take a day off every now and then and never worry about the productivity of your team. So it sounds good and it sounds possible, but the real decision point that most of us have to make is, do we want to do that? Do we really want to value other people? Because too many of us believe that we're giving control to someone else, when in reality, we're giving control, we're not giving control away, we're gaining control, because now it's shared control. We're actually gaining helpers. I want to tell you that you must decide whether or not you're going to value others, or you're just simply not going to improve. You're going to be stagnant where you are in your career. And nobody wants to be stagnant. You took that management job because you want to grow in your career. You want to keep moving up to the point that at some day you've reached whatever you believe would be your maximum potential. So it starts with earning the respect of others, and you do that by valuing them as much as you value yourself. So the real question here that we need to ask is, what would Winnie the Pooh do? Yep, you heard me. I can hear you laughing already. What would Winnie the Pooh do? Yeah, you know Winnie the Pooh, the cartoon character. Isn't that a great management role for all of us to keep in mind? Well, let's talk about good old Winnie the Pooh. You see, the guy that wrote Winnie the Pooh was a man named A.A. Milne, and he's an English author. And he wrote Winnie the Pooh, and there's a quote attributed to him that I really think applies to our discussion today. And here's that quote. It says that you can't stay in your corner of the forest waiting for others to come to you. You have to go to them sometimes. And let me repeat that again, just so you get it. You can't stay in your corner of the forest waiting for others to come to you. You have to go to them sometimes. You see, the fact is, what we need to do is to quit going into our offices and shutting the door and believing that other people, meaning our employees, are going to come running in to us because we're the person with all the right answers, and say, "Boss, boss, can you come help me, please? I need to get this done." When you're all boarded up in that office, what you are is putting yourself in the land of the clueless. You don't know what's going on. You have no way of knowing what's going on. You can't just expect people to come to you when they need help. The very simple fact is that most of them are going to ignore the problem until the time frame for solving that problem or getting the project done has come to such a critical point that now it's an emergency. And then they'll come to you and say, "Look, I've done everything that I can do, and I didn't get all the resources I needed, and now we're up against this timeline. What do you want to do?" So here you are now in the fireman mode. You got to put out the fire. And let me tell you exactly what most managers do. They stop whatever they're doing, and they do that work themselves because it's the fastest way to get the result and to move the project on along. And it is such a terrible way to manage because there's not enough hours in the day for you to do the work of every employee that works for you. But you do it one time, and I promise you, you've sent us a signal that, okay, it's time for the boss to come finish this project. And so many managers work ridiculous hours, not because they have to, but simply because they are not efficient at getting out of their own office and going out to find what's going on. So my advice to you is get out of that office, walk around, find out what's going on, ask good questions, really understand where people are struggling, and remember that at that point to teach them so that they can do that job well. The fact is, the second sentence in that statement, "you have to go to them sometimes," is so important. It's so critical that sometimes you go and talk to people. Some of your employees are very, very uncomfortable talking to any position of authority. And so you have to minimize that problem by going to them. So I want to encourage you today to begin to be more active, more involved. Get out of the office. Go talk to your people. Find out where they are. Find out what's going on in their life. Find out what problems they're having and help them solve it, because that'll make you and them better. Now, valuing others, I promise you, is going to change your idea of your role. And it's going to actually help you improve your chances of people really liking you rather than just pretending to like you. Now, wouldn't that be better if they actually did like you rather than just pretend to like you? Well, that's how you fix the question, how safe is your management career if people don't like you? And you'll solve it once and for all. I hope this has been very helpful today.
Thanks for joining me today on the Manager Mojo podcast. Let's rock the world. Please encourage your friends to subscribe to the podcast, and I would love for you to share and connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And don't forget to pick up your free copy of Manager Mojo, Be the Leader Others Want to Follow, by going to managermojo.com and signing up to get your free gifts. Until next time, I encourage you to exercise your mojo and become the leader that others want to follow.